Hey, it's 6:13. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. We are live and local with local music, especially live today. We are in the studio right now with the folks from the songwriting program at the School of Rock Chapel Hill because it is time for another round of studio sessions. School of Rock Chapel Hill brings folks into the studio once a month to play great music. And of course, they've got great classes and camps in person, group instruction, online instruction, everything you want for kids and adults and everyone in between available at School of Rock Chapel Hill. One of the things they've got going is a songwriting program, and that is what we're going to be spotlighting today. We've got four folks from the songwriting program who are going to be performing originals for you over the next 20 minutes or so. Joined in the studio by Victor Thorne, Romy Follick, Malia Nelson, and Connor Sutherland. We've also got David Joseph, who heads up School of Rock Chapel Hill, here in the studio as well. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website, which we will mention again and again between now and the end of our studio sessions. But everyone, thank you so much for being with us today. How's it going?
Good to be here. It's going great.
Thanks for having us.
So let's get underway without any further ado. Connor, you're up first, right? What's the song going to be?
This song is called I, Iris, and I hope you enjoy it.
All right,
very much.
Take it away.
She can move out there where he cannot stare. It hurts to leave his mind, but maybe they will find some clothes left behind that can help but remind the way he talked, the legs in a loft, the front door's unlocked, it's open for my love.
Awesome. Connor Sutherland there. We've also got Malia Nelson, Romy Follick, and Victor Thorne, all from the songwriting program at School of Rock Chapel Hill. And we're going to have more from all of them when we come back on Live and Local 617. Back with more after this. 6:19, your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. We are live and local, especially live today, because we've got four students from the songwriting program at School of Rock Chapel Hill for another round of studio sessions. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is their website for more on classes and camps. They've got immersion programs, summer camps coming up, and every imaginable program for you or a student in your life who wants to learn how to rock and in this case, learn how to write some great music. Connor Sutherland, Malia Nelson, Romy Follick, and Victor Thorne here in the studio with us. Everyone, thank you again so much for being with us. And Connor, that first song was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So, Connor, I'll start with you since that was your first song. Tell us about how it came to be. That was, you're sitting there in front of a keyboard, but that was a ukulele you brought out. So what inspired the ukulele as the main instrument there?
I find the ukulele a very beautiful instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You can get across your soul through it, at least that's what I think. So I like to write on ukulele when I am writing a song that comes from my soul.
Nice. Do you stick usually with the ukulele? Like you write it and then like stay with that instrument or?
Well, I heard a quote once that you should always change the process,
mm-hmm.
you know, to come up with new stuff constantly. So I try and write with all sorts of different instruments, but that was just the result of writing with the ukulele one day.
Awesome. Romy, how did you get into the songwriting program specifically? What inspired you?
Well, I've always wanted to try to write music, and I realized there's so much more I could learn and do to grow, mm-hmm. so I decided to join it.
What have you learned in the program?
I've learned different techniques to help when you're stuck, how to just add more to songs, just overall be more creative.
Mm-hmm. Did you have ideas in your head, like, when you went into the program, or...?
I had a few old ideas, and I got to really develop them and see them grow.
That's awesome.
And I got to make new ideas, too.
Nice. Malia Nelson, we're going to hear a song from you coming up next, so I'm looking forward to that. But what was your, like, background in writing when you entered into the program? Did you have songs in your head that you wanted to get out, or were you starting fresh?
Yeah, I had been songwriting for a bit over a year when I joined the program, and I was super excited to hear that they were starting it. And yeah, it's just been more than what I could dream of. It's been so cool collaborating with everyone and just building ideas and growing as a songwriter.
What inspires you to write?
A lot of things, world events, experiences, personally. Yeah, wide range.
Nice. Victor Thorne also here in the studio and stepping up to the mic, which he's splitting with Malia right now. So we're talking about the individual process of songwriting, but there's also this like great collaboration. It's not just one person learning how to write music. It's all of you together. So what does the collaboration with others get for you?
So we have a collaborative song, which I guess is going to be the last thing we're performing after Malia's.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of writing that, for my part, I'm doing some flourishes on guitar. I'm not sure there's really a lead part, but I'm doing like a lot of the individual note type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we basically just brainstormed, and I came up with some things while we were jamming.
Yeah. Do you find you get better at like the instrument as well in this process too?
Yeah, I'd say so. And I think the biggest relationship I've noticed is the opposite, that as I get better at guitar, I notice more things in the songs that I listen to,
mm-hmm.
and I am much more able to spontaneously write things, and the guitar instruction that I've received here has helped a lot with that.
Awesome. Were all of you like in the just School of Rock, just music curriculum before you got into the songwriting program?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the songwriting program, and Victor, what you just said kind of inspired me to ask this question. Do you now, when listening to songs on the radio or online, Spotify, whatever, like listen to a song and say, oh, that little thing, I could do this better?
All the time?
Every day. Nice. Awesome. Well, again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there and find out more about the songwriting program. And we'll be talking with David Joseph in just a bit about that, the owner and GM of School of Rock Chapel Hill. The songwriting program is going into summer break soon, but coming back in September. So we'll talk about that in a bit, plus some upcoming events and summer camps and live shows and things. But let's hear another song. Malia, you're up next. What's this one?
Thank you so much. The song is called Still Hurting, and I hope you enjoy.
Go for it.
You know I feel hurt. My tears can say more.
than my words. You make me feel I don't deserve your time, but now you've wasted mine. I left my heart open too many times. Now everything's broken, running back to you when I felt fine. But you're the reason I'm still hurting. Oh, 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 oh. Nights I spent crying alone, and I miss the way you'd ask me how I was doing, but I haven't heard from you in centuries. Oh, I left my heart open too many times. Now everything's broken, running back to you when I felt fine. But you're the reason I'm still hurting. Oh, 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 oh. And you'll know I feel hurt, yet you choose to abuse and excuse all the ways that you messed with my brain. And I know it gets better, but I'm not getting over this heartache, this heartbreak. I left my heart open too many times. Now everything's broken, running back to you when I felt fine. But you're the reason I'm still hurting, running back to you when I felt fine. But you're the reason I'm still hurting. Oh, 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 oh. My heart open too many times.
Now, that's fantastic. Again, you're listening to Malia Nelson there, also Connor Sutherland, Romy Follick, and Victor Thorne, all of the songwriting program at School of Rock Chapel Hill. Studio sessions not done yet. When we come back, we'll hear from owner GM David Joseph, more on upcoming events, of which there are a lot for School of Rock Chapel Hill, so stay with us for that, plus one more from all four of the songwriters here in the studio. All of that coming up next after this. 6:30, right on the nose, half past the hour. Aaron Keck here with you this hour on Live and Local. We've got primetime in the ACC, by the way, coming up next hour. Dave Nathan breaking down sports news for you, as always, on Wednesday evening. This hour, though, we are live with the folks from the School of Rock Chapel Hill for another round of studio sessions. SchoolofRockChapelHill.com is the website for more information on classes, immersion programs, camps, and upcoming events, and a whole lot more. We've got Connor Sutherland, Malia Nelson, Romy Follick, and Victor Thorne here in the studio, all from the songwriting program at School of Rock. And we have one more song from them coming up in a bit. But first, we are also joined by David Joseph, who is the owner and GM of School of Rock Chapel Hill. David, how's it going?
It's going great, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. So songwriting program is, I mean, we've had the songwriters on before, and they were fantastic then, and they're fantastic now. It's just such a great program.
It really is, and I am so impressed, because this is the first time I'm hearing these songs.
Nice.
I typically don't hang around and, you know, kind of glom on and oversee. So I'm very impressed with you all, and can't wait to hear the third one. We started the program in January, I guess it was, or late last year. Mm-hmm. And
time has no meaning these days. Yeah.
You know, in the pandemic, 1 week is like every week. But we, you know, we've had a real good time with it, I think. We're going to take a little break for the summer. recharge, refocus some creativity, and come back ready to go in September.
Awesome. Are the four of you going to come back in September or moving on?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Cool.
Great answer, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, he's standing right here. I don't know what else you can say. But so what else is coming up? We're getting to the end of the year. We're getting into summer. So summer camps, I know, are coming up. And we're also, I mean, we literally just got the announcement from Governor Cooper that come June 1st, fingers crossed, all the social distancing and capacity restrictions will be lifted, which means live shows back again with audiences and things.
Oh, heck yes.
I have already had a couple of those, right?
We've had a couple. We're doing some outdoor stuff, and we're doing more of that. And we were on the rooftop. We had our house band on the rooftop of Local 506 a couple Sundays ago. It was a beautiful day, and it was a lot of fun. We had a little show in our parking lot with our house band before that. And before I talk about any more shows, I want to make one quick mention, if I can.
Okay.
There's a thing with School of Rock. It's called the All-Stars. And we had a couple of folks from our school audition to be All-Stars. We are going to hear back on May 1st. And sitting with us right here, Connor Sutherland, auditioned both as a drummer and then for the songwriting component.
Awesome.
And so I just want to say good luck, Connor. We're going to find out on May 1st.
Connor, how many instruments do you play?
I play bass, guitar, ukulele, piano, drums.
And you sing.
And I sing, actually.
Wow.
Surprisingly.
That's awesome.
So anyway, that's something really cool that I want to wish Connor good luck, as well as the other folks who have auditioned, Izzy and Mossy and Sam.
Yeah.
And,
I think the All-Stars is like a really big thing, because we're talking about Chapel Hill School of Rock, but there are how many schools of rock out there?
Approaching 300 worldwide.
And people from all of them can audition for
Absolutely.
The All-Stars, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah. Sorry for that sidetrack.
No, that's really cool.
I thought it was important to mention.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This Sunday, we're doing our end-of-season performance program live stream from the Cat's Cradle once
nice.
Again. Thank you to Frank and everybody there for having us in. It's going to be a great day of live music with the best of Stevie Wonder and Radiohead versus Muse and the best of Motown and the best of AC/DC and Women Who Rock and I'm forgetting one, which I should, PB&J's, which is Pretenders, Blondie, and Joan Jett.
Nice.
And funk rock versus jazz rock. And it's going to be pretty cool. We've got three graduating seniors. We're going to do a little graduating ceremony for them. But
cool.
Live online from 11 to 5:30 on Sunday.
Is that at the Cradle's website then? Or?
You go get them at the Cradle's website or Cradle's Facebook page or Cradle's YouTube page.
Catscradle.com. And then you've got performance programs coming up again in May, right?
Yeah, well, we're signing people up. We've got a whole nother season coming up. Runs from May through August. So now's the time to reach out and say hello. We are turning four.
Nice.
School of Rock Chapel Hill opened up in May of 2017. So we're going to have a little shindig, hopefully, outside our parking lot on May 15th in the open air.
Love it.
House band will be playing Rock 101ers.
Nice.
The beginners. And this gang can jam. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then what else do we have happening? A funner summer kickoff concert.
All right.
Carrboro Town Commons.
All right.
June 5th.
Nice.
Outdoors, under the pavilions. COVID, you know, requirements still in place, at least. Well, maybe that changes
right.
now.
But like a big open space that people can kind of be there but distant as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And if you're walking down the street and you hear some music, it's probably us.
Nice.
And then what else is going on?
Summer camps coming up. Yeah.
Summertime's coming up. We've got a lot of summer camps that we're running, but most of the spots are sold out. There are a few left. Mm. So come and get them while they're hot. And it will be a hot, hot musical summer.
Love it.
And it's always great to be here, Aaron.
Cool. And again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there, get more information about all of that. Catscradle.com also for the live stream show this Sunday, the 25th. And again, that's an all-day affair from 11 to 5:30 live from the Cradle stage. And super thanks to Frank Heath from the Cradle for making that happen really throughout the pandemic. As soon as they were able to get people back in for live stream shows, I know you've been doing that pretty consistently with them.
They've been awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot say enough about what a great crew there is at the Cat's Cradle, and Frank and, you know, Doug and Jeremy and Paul and Chris, like all the guys there. They've taken such good care of us. We can't wait to see him again on Sunday, and it's going to be a real fun time.
We're here with the songwriting program students, and let's hear one more song as we wrap up. What's our final song going to be?
This song is called Dream Song.
All right, go for it. Awesome. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there, find out more about summer camps, upcoming classes, performances, and a whole lot more, including the songwriting program, which is taking summer break and coming back in September. Connor, Malia, Romy, Victor, David, Joseph, thank you all so much for being with us today.
It's great to be here, man.
Thank you.